Lift him up, June 16. The humble searcher may learn. Show me thy way, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Revelation is not the creation or invention of something new, but the manifestation of that which, until revealed, was unknown to human beings. The great and eternal truths contained in the gospel are revealed through diligent searching and humbling of ourselves before God. We have a divine teacher who leads the mind of the humble searcher for truth, and by the Holy Spirit's guidance, the truths of the Word are revealed to him. And there can be no more certain and efficient knowledge of the truth than to be thus guided into all truth. Through the impartation of the Holy Spirit, we are to understand God's Word. We are admonished to seek the truth as if searching for hidden treasure. The Lord opens the understanding of the true seeker. The Holy Spirit enables the human mind to grasp the facts of revelation, and divine light communicates with the soul. This is the opening of the eyes to behold the genuine treasure, and the mind lays hold upon the glories of a better world. The soul pants after the excellence of Christ Jesus. Jesus was the greatest teacher the world ever knew. He presented truth in clear, forcible statements, and the illustrations he used were of the purest and highest order. He never mingled cheap symbols and figures with his divine instruction, or sought to pander to curiosity or to gratify the class that will listen simply to be amused. He did not bring sacred truth down to the level of the common. His words were of the purest and most elevated. He did not humble the truth to meet man in his fallen condition, and lower the standard of righteousness to suit his degradation, but he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, in order that he might save the race that had been degraded by transgression. It was not his purpose to abolish by his death the law of God, but rather to show the immutability of its sacred claims. It was his purpose to magnify the law and make it honorable, so that everyone who should look upon the cross of Calvary with its uplifted victim should see the unanswerable argument of the perfect truth of the law. He rescued truth, eternal truth, from the base companionship of error, and commanded it to shine forth in all its brightness and heavenly luster. He set the truth on high, in order that, like a light, it might illuminate the moral darkness of the world. Jesus restored truth that had been cast out to its royal order, and invested it with its true importance and dignity. Christ himself was the truth and the life.